I know that's a long hymn, but I love that hymn. You could probably tell. Our message for this morning's, our text for this morning's message is from our gospel lesson. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And then he says, "Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Dear friends in Christ, these Pharisees that Jesus said these words to, it's interesting. They're looking right at him, and he says, "You will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Now, Jesus didn't mean that he was going to be invisible until they said some kind of magic words, obviously. But it's also obvious that seeing Jesus standing right in front of them didn't give the Pharisees the ability to see Jesus in the sense that he had in mind. To see him is to believe in him and then say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It's not that seeing is believing. It's rather that those who believe in Jesus will see him truly as the Son of God and then will gladly say about him, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Well, is that you and me? Is that us? Do we say this? Well, Jesus obviously says, "You will not see me." It sounds almost like a magic spell. If you say it, then poof, you'll see Jesus. Like Herod and his desire to see Jesus do some kind of a sign, our interest in Jesus might be proportional to how much we need or want a miracle. See, Herod, I'm still not sure what this means when he calls him a fox. Because earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." So is he saying that, you know, if you want to see these miracles, Herod, you're going to have to come out of your palace? This, because I'm going to be around here doing all this stuff. Or is he being sarcastic? I kind of like I have a little bit of a sarcastic wit about me sometimes, so I like to think that Jesus was being sarcastic. But anyway, Herod, you know, wanted to see some kind of signs. But the ones that are sitting right there and talking to him, and they're looking right at him, but they're not saying the words that he said to say. But how easily do you and I slip into paying attention to Jesus in a way that suits us, but not him? Where we think about Jesus as our own personal Jesus. And by that I mean we have our own definition of Jesus. He might be Santa Claus Jesus. "Jesus, please give me this or give me that." Maybe he's banker Jesus. "Jesus, I'm having some money troubles. Deliver me. Send me a check." Or maybe he's the nice guy Jesus. "Oh, Jesus doesn't care about that." That's our own personal definition of Jesus. Our own personal God. That is not the God of the Bible. That is not the God that we know. Now, it's interesting that the Old Testament worshipers never saw Jesus. They never saw Jesus with their eyes, but they still sang Psalm 118, which is where this quote comes from. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The faithful among them lived in hope. In hope that the promised one would come in the name of the Lord. The faithful people of God were saying the words in the hope that they would actually eventually see the Savior. And now that he has come into the world, let's you and me not be blinded to him by worldly things. If we wait to put our faith in him until we see him, then it'll be too late. Remember Thomas, after the resurrection, when Jesus said, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe." On Palm Sunday, the people said the words after they had actually seen Jesus. I mean, so the issue isn't which comes first, the seeing or the saying. What comes first is the believing. They had to believe. They believed indeed that Jesus was the promised one. They could see him for who he really is. And as he comes into Jerusalem riding on the donkey, they say the words because they believed, then they saw, and then they said. The fact that you and I, though, have never seen Jesus really shouldn't prevent us from saying what we believe. Because we believe, and what we believe, we say. We can see, even say it in Lutheran terms, what we believe, we also confess with our mouth. So why should people say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord"? Well, we should probably say it because Jesus told us to say it. You know, those who are believing should be saying it in the hope of seeing him in the future. Believing is seeing and saying. People should say it in order to praise the Lord for sending someone in his name. It's interesting that when you think about "blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," it has some very specific meanings. It means to do exactly what the Lord sent him to do. If the one who is sent does his own will, then he's no longer acting in the name of the Lord. And we know from what Jesus himself says is that he comes to be about his Father's business. He knew that when he was 12 years old in the temple. And people should also say it to acknowledge that this Jesus is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He's the one who will do what the Lord has determined to do in order to save his people. This Jesus is the Savior of the world, the same one who was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. See, seeing Jesus for who he is really happens through faith. Through faith in him, in what he has done for you and me. The Old Testament people, the Old Testament faithful people were, well, they saw their Savior for who he really is. Abraham was glad. We see that when Abraham, when the Lord came to him, he was glad and he believed. Hebrews says that he believed and it was credited to him as righteousness. Moses wrote about him. All of the prophets spoke of him. Jesus even says, all of the prophets and the law speak of me. That's what he tells us. And the Old Testament people, the Israelites, they sang of Jesus. Psalm 118, for example. The Pharisees, of course, didn't see Jesus for who he really is because they didn't believe in him. So you have to believe first, and then you see him for who he is. The Pharisees, well, you know, they saw him as a sinner. And they saw him as a danger to their religion. More than that, they saw him as a threat to their political relationship with Rome. He's going to upset the balance we have here. Rome's going to come in and flatten us if we allow this guy to continue. But the people on Palm Sunday saw Jesus for who he really is because they did believe in him. And brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I see Jesus for who he is because we believe in him. We know that Jesus is the one who came in the name of the Lord to take our sin to the cross. The cross was always Jesus' reason for coming. I always like to say that Jesus came to this earth. He was born of a virgin. He came here to this earth to die. To die in your place, to die in mine. Becoming the greatest sinner of all because he took all the sins on himself when he died on that cross. Jesus is the one who came in the name of the Lord to give you and me life. To give it to us. Not that we can earn it or anything like that. Not that we can even... Paul says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Dead men can't do anything for themselves. So Jesus comes and raises us to life, and eternal life in him. I mean, think about it. Think about it this way. Who else besides Jesus is a blessed one who comes in the name of the Lord? Who else is blessed and who comes in the name of the Lord? In the divine service, in the Sanctus, we actually sing it, don't we? And as part of the Lord's Supper, we sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We sing that as part of the Sanctus. It's remarkable that these words of Jesus seem to be actually dealt with quite literally in our liturgy. In the Sanctus, we actually say the words that he gave us to say, and we have an expectation of seeing Jesus. Since we believe his promise to be present with his people, by faith, we actually see his body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine and the sacraments. He instituted his supper. And he says to do that to us, "Do this." And since he commands and invites us to come to his table, we do what he has given us to do. That means, guess what? That you and I, we come in the name of the Lord. So blessed are we who come in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you and I when we come in the name of the Lord to sup at his table. You and I, we are blessed with the forgiveness of our sins. We're blessed with eternal life. We're blessed with salvation. Our faith in God is strengthened. Our love for others is increased. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord. Amen.